question why satisfaction considered differently in the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavad Gita says satisfaction is austerity of the mind, whereas the Bhagavatam says that satisfaction of the living condition with its material pleasure that it gets in its material body is the greatest illusion. There are the same words which are used in different contexts, and in each context the word will mean something specific and different. Satisfaction, an emotion, can be understood from the effect that it has on us, but also the content in which it is having. Say for example, somebody may take a pain medication and feel relief. Somebody may take a curative medication and feel relief. Somebody may take a heavy dose of alcohol or drugs, mind altering drugs, and feel relief. So relief is the same. The emotion of relief is the same, but the context of the emotion is very different. And it is this context that determines whether the emotion is right or is desirable or undesirable, whether one should move forward with such an emotion or not. So similarly, if we consider the context of the emotion of, say, depression, of satisfaction. Now, athato brahma jigyasa. Human life is meant for spiritual inquiry. And unless we strive to inquire spiritually, we cannot grow in our life. And satisfaction in the form of complacency, that things are all right at the material level, or things will soon become all right. If that stops us from spiritual inquiry, then that kind of satisfaction is unhealthy and undesirable for our spiritual life. In contrast, when Krishna talks about satisfaction, so this is the satisfaction. So satisfaction that stops us from spiritual inquiry is undesirable. And that is what is being talked about here in the Bhagavata. Because we feel that things are alright or things will soon become alright. We may question the particularities of our existence. I don't have a good enough car, I don't have a good enough house, but we don't consider the foundation of our, we don't question the foundation of our existence. The material life is what life is meant to be, but just the particularities in material life are not working out right. In contrast, when Krishna talks about the satisfaction as austerity of the mind, Manam prasada samyattam maunam atma vinigraha bhava samshuddhi ritetat tapo manasam uchyate. But there also he adds some very significant things. He adds bhava samshuddhi, he adds purification as a vital component of whatever is being done, of austerity of the mind. And before that also he says that atma vinigraha, self-control. So this satisfaction is basically meant to check us from getting too ambitious, getting too obsessed with material improvement, and thereby neglecting spiritual growth. So the impetus for spiritual growth is indicated by both self-control and by purification of existence. So we could summarize this as, we need to be materially satisfied but spiritually ambitious. Now of course we may say that spiritual dissatisfaction can also be a problem, and material complacency can be a problem also. Arjun was not satisfied materially till he became the best archer. But then that material endeavor was for his spiritual growth, and that material endeavor didn't distract him from spiritual growth. And spiritual dissatisfaction, if it is in a competitive sense, oh, this devotee has got more mercy than me, I don't get so much mercy, and then that may make us feel inferior or insecure. But spiritual dissatisfaction, sense of contribution, oh, I want to serve Krishna more, I want to become a better instrument for the service of Krishna, that is healthy. So satisfaction that strengthens our spirituality is positive. That is satisfaction that enables us to move forward in our relationship with Krishna is what we should be seeking. Thank you.